6:30, Shayla. Oh, yeah, I just want to say from last week, I forgot to mention one thing. Shkoyev Mordechai Shem, for mentioning. The places that just, not to overdose on Kalavakam, but there's Australia, New Zealand, and Canada also, the head of Kalav companies applies. So therefore, if you find yourself in that area, so be, it would be mutter to have Kalavakam. However, the Shkuna of England, France, or Asia, with the head would not apply because the government does not regulate anything. Varaya, mad cow disease, you see how well they treat the laws over there. So obviously that would you would not have that head of Kalav companies if you find yourself in Asia. In fact, they have a dish over there that they make a dish from the milk of a horse. So, enjoy. But you need Kalav Yisrael. All right. As we mosey on to Hilchus Shabbat. 30 quick shaylas. Hopefully 15 minutes. Here we go. Shayla number one. How do you clean up a spill? These are the questions that have popped up the most recent in the past 4 weeks. How does one clean up a spill? Right? Sounds pretty simple. With a paper towel that can handle the spill. If it's too big a spill and the paper towel is small, don't do it. That would not be mutter, because you may come to squeeze it out. So again, you need to have a, yes, that is correct, with a Bounty quicker picker-upper. All right. The next Shaila is, can you use Windex or can you use Lysol? Or not Lysol, what's that thing called? 409 or Fantastic? Is that mutter? So people are going to have a problem with this, but nonetheless, I've asked around and searched, and we don't have a problem with it as of now. It would be mutter to spray 409 or Windex onto a counter and clean up your stuck-on goop or sticky stuff. That would not be usser. There's no isser in cleaning up. There's only an isser in squeezing out. Again, absorbing is not a problem. Like we said with a spill, you can absorb. You can't squeeze out. So that would be mutter. If anyone has a problem with it, tell them to get over it. Next, Charlotte. What do you clean up if it's...
if you clean up the cloth, you're
going to be pushing. Oh, not a cloth. You got to clean up. I'm sorry. I said counter because it's got to be a counter. It's got to be a non-absorbent... If I have a...
What are you cleaning with? What are you using your paper?
Using a paper towel.
But you're going to...
No, again, if the paper towel, again, if it picks up the spill, if it can handle the spill, and especially if it's a small little...
You're gonna spill, probably.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. As long as you won't come to squeeze, but again, absorbing is not a problem, squeezing out is a problem. All right, next, Shayla. You have your dust on... Oh, yeah, can you do this? Okay, this is the old grandmother... Right? So you have your stain. Can you do the little thumb lick thing? That would be... I mean, you can, but... You know, if you're Orthodox, then and there are eight in there, then you'd have to bring a car. Yeah, and Hasra, we'd throw you off a roof, right? But Maisa, that would be a problem if you wanted to. In other words, there's no hetzer really to use water or any cleansing, even your saliva, to clean off a stain. People do this all the time. I don't know where they get it. I mean, I know where they get it from. They get it from Bubby, who does this. But Lamaisa, it is not mutter to do this every seventh day. One should refrain, and if you see people, you should tell them that it's usher to do. You cannot clean your clothing. You have dust on your hat, you have dust on your shirt. The best way to do it is leave a little dust there. You know, the best way is like if you have dandruff, that's totally mutter because it's not absorbed. But even if it's absorbed, you could do it like, in other words, don't take the whole stain off, just take part of it off. That would be the heter. That's not totally being misaken. All right, winter shilas, here we go. Gloves, earmuffs, 180s is all mutter. Yes, the 180s. What about tonight we're going to talk about if you wear your scarf in a,
if you wear your scarf,
if you wear, I can't believe this. If you wear your scarf, this is, no. If you wear your scarf, people wear it in a Taliban fashion, and you wrap it around your head, right? Kamal Osama bin Laden. Would that be mutter? Now, here's the problem. The problem is the only heter for a scarf is that it's derech levisha. If I wrap my scarf totally around my face completely, that is not necessarily derech levisha. I mean, I don't know. If it's derech levisha, if people wear it to my Taliban, then it would be mutter. If not, not. You got to ask your rabbi. I mean, it seems that people annoy you to wrap it around. The Taliban. Dude. All right, okay, good enough for me. Derech levisha is the usual way of wearing it. So if that's the usual way of wearing it, if that's the way people wear scarves, then one can wrap it totally around their face. Yeah. All right, and especially with the gloves. Although people are not to wear gloves, it seems to be the minhag not to wear gloves in America today. The Aruch HaShulchan clearly says if it's very cold, especially if it's a sakana with frostbite like it is now, the Aruch HaShulchan clearly says it's pashut that it is it's mutter. No, he says mutter to wear gloves. One need not be machmer. Especially if they see someone doing it, it's clearly me'ikra din. It is mutter. The snowball, snowmen, as we've heard, as a heard, it was heard, from Ezra this Friday night. It is also to do that. The Isser is comes from the Rambam that says one cannot put together a little pieces of cheese, hence you cannot put together a snowball or snowman. That, if what? If, yeah, even Chalavakin, still Isser. All right, where, what about, oh yeah, is there an Erev here, right? I didn't even get that myself. If there's an Erev, can you spray salt on your sidewalk? So the answer, if you have an Erev, the answer to that is, it is mutar, it is mutter. People also are not aware of this heter, so it is mutter. The reason is, not saying right, only salt. The heter for this is because it's noilad b'makam tzarek, Shulchan Aruch clearly says in Shin Yud Ches, is mutter b'makam tzarek, people are going to slip. Clearly that is considered a makam tzarek, and stam it's grama anyway, but even if you want to say it's a problem of noilad, there is a heter for that. Sand is not, no, not sand, not sand, but the soul. Sand, oh, the reason why not sand is because that could be a problem of, no, adding, right, of baina, of adding a, right, a layer onto the ground, but most people are going to use the soul, and it's not muksa either, because it's set aside for these types of situations. Here's the shayla. Now this is, you're going to think this is not negeya, but it is negeya. All right, we have the tape, we'll do this nicely. If one has to relieve himself on the snow, right? So, what is the deal with that? Now everyone's like, oh, wait, come on, now we live in the 1800s. However, last week, yes, there was no water in the city of Waterbury. The main water main had broke. Therefore, everyone had to use the bathroom outside. That is Vus Habens Kishen Gevurin Gazan. Okay, not everyone's house had that. Some people did. And it, the Shaila came up at least, the one that you don't remember? The good Thanksgiving.
There's no water.
What? There was no water. Oh, right. So toilets were not able to be flushed. Hence, in Bnei Shalom, it was not working in some of the dorms.
Put anything in the bathroom.
So, well, alright, okay, speak to Roto-Rooter, or no, Roto-Rooter, who's the guy, the doctor, dumb doctor, whatever, the plumber guy, I don't know, and he'll tell you what to do. But Lamaisi is stuck on Shabbos, is there any heter? So Lamaisi, Shulchan Aruch talks about this, it seems to be Machlokes, the Magam Migantenberg says it is mutter to use the bathroom, right? The problem is not, but that is not the problem, the problem is the Meraglion, that's the problem, because you're being psychic, the snow, it's also to squeeze snow. So you're doing that, so to speak, with a maisa. So therefore, there's no issue in that. The rush is nizah though. It's machlekes. He brings it down in, I think, Shinkov. So how do we paskin lemaiser? How do we paskin? If it seems to be machlekes, the Mishnah Berurah says that there's no other way to avoid it, then one can be. I think it's the Eliyahu Rabba and the Taz clearly say that it is mutter to do. And the Taz gives a heter. It's interesting. His heter is also for walking on snow. Is that I am squeezing snow every time I walk? And if he says it's ef sure, the whole land is covered with snow, so what are you going to do? There's no other way to do it. So in this situation, if there's another way to go to the bathroom, you know, I'm saying, all right, legally speaking, we're told, yeah, you have to curb your dog. Obviously, that applies to humans as well. So, I mean, if you don't...
If you could walk around the sun.
Yeah, I'm saying, if there's EF, sure, you know, then fine. You can walk, there's no Eastern walker.
Everyone's doing.
Yes.
You're supposed to take the long...
So it says, fracted the Ferris AY. So what about if I can walk another way, do I have to walk another way and avoid walking on the snow? The answer to that is no, because the whole thing would be an Issa Derabanan, and the Makam, according to what the Taz says, it's EF sure to avoid. I mean, even in a situation, the place can say where it's not EF sure, one would not need to walk around the snow. He could walk on the snow. That is the answer also to the question with the Doc Martens. When you imprint your name on the, you imprint the Doc Martens on the snow, is it a problem of writing since you don't want it to be written? And since it's on something that's going
to
be erased. If that's your chill, and you want people to see, I have Doc Martens, that would be us. Yes, that would be us. Yes. However, if you got over it and everyone else got over it and you're just walking, there would not be no Isser. It's psikration de lanikale on a darvashein and miskayim, and therefore it would be totally mutter. Yeah. Okay. Here, weiter bathroom questions. All right. Next, a little obsessive here. No? Next bathroom question is the 2,000 flushes. May one use the 2,000 flushes? Which I should add. We bought it 3 years ago in Euclid, and they do have 2,000 flushes worth. So we did it. We tried it. We counted. It works. But yes, one should definitely. There's definite truth to the advertisement. Lemaiser. The problem is, I'll tell you what it is. The question was outside. He's like, if you flush it 2,000 times, maybe the water comes from outside the tchum. It has nothing to do with flushing 2,000 times. As with coloring the water, the problem is that you put a little goopage of bluage inside in the tank, and every time the water fills up, it comes out blue. I might add, this is very cool. I found it very cool, so I bought it. But The Shmir Shabbos, we quickly looked it up, I remember. The Shmir Shabbos seems to say one exactly. One should take it out, which is what we did. We let it fish around in a little bowl, and then we put it back in. And it got annoying, it didn't work, whatever. The Kitzer, it's about Chalekis if you can use it. Not the Shmir Shabbos, Chav Shabbos Amen, Orbach clearly held not. The Tzitzel Yez are held, yeah. How do we paskin? I guess you paskin if your thing is like really like it has to be a matching blue to your blue bathroom. And that's what you'd like. It's 2,000 plushies. Named after its ability to go 2,000 times. So that the case with the blue, if you want the blue, it seems to the Bnei Moshe says to be machmer. What should be machmer? If you stop and end up in a house and you realize that they have the blue water and you don't care either way, you could be mekel if there's no other bathroom. But it's right to be machmer, but there are makilim. So the iser is, I'm sorry, not mentioning the iser is tzevei, the iser is dying. One is going to, right, as Jerry's saying, there's an eight to buy the 2,000 flushes, which now comes in clear disinfectant as well, yes.
What's the difference that if you put the wine into the
water? So Gary's saying, good, you put the wine into the water into the wine. The whole thing I have over there is ain't to be a ba'eichlim. However, this is not oichlim, so... If you want it to be colored, okay, if you want it to be colored, fine, so you put it in, right, when you want the red wine in, you put the red wine in first, that is correct, you're saying good, you don't have to say better. But either way, the 2,000 flush is not negeya in this gather of oichlim. Okay, all right, here we go again for the 86th time, we're going to say it because we say it all the time. Toilet paper stuck in the bathroom. Here we go. There is a tzaddik nister that actually buys tissues for the entire yeshiva, but if someone runs out, if it happens to be that there is no toilet paper, there is no tissues, if there is no toilet paper, there's no tissues, then there's problems. If there is no tissues and there is toilet paper, here's what you do. You get a guy.
Get a guy.
And you hit. You say, you look beforehand. You say, there's no toilet paper. And he looks at you, and he says, wunderbar. And then you say again, there's no toilet paper. And you keep on playing the game. He doesn't get it. You say, I can't rip it. Can you rip the toilet paper? If he gets scared away and runs, what you do is, and you go, all right. Okay, we'll ask all questions afterwards, all right? Great. If you're... The way to go about doing this is you do it either grumma, you use it off the roll, and then you flush. Fartig, that's the way to go about doing this. Arabia, interestingly enough, says that if this is going to look a little disgusting and you don't want to make a chil Hashem, if you're in a hotel or something, you could rip it b'shinoi. Now this, I just want to lay to rest this misconception here. There's this idea that everyone heard from their rabbi that if I, as long as I rip it, as long as I don't rip it on the dotted line, then it's mutter. Now I'll tell you why this is not correct. Now it could be you heard this, but what your rabbi also probably, I don't know, whatever. What should have been said, and what probably was, but you ran out maybe early, is that it has to be done, b'shinui. You have to rip it b'shinui, because what you gain, what you void by the dotted lines, is two malachas involved. There's mechatech, which is one of the 39, which is, that's a dotted line malacha. Nothing to do with ripping. It's a separate malacha of mechatech. So you avoid the dotted line malacha, but not the dotted line. What?
That shalt not rip on dotted lines.
Yes. They used to draw lines in the skin when they used to cut the skins for the ureas, and they'd make a separate. They make like, not, you know, like dotted lines to whatever, to know where to cut. So that's that malacha. So when you cut by the dotted lines on the tissue paper, you're avoiding mechatek when you don't do it on dotted lines. But when you cut regularly, the stamen isser of kareya is an isser of the rice of kareya, because you want that piece. So in essence, what you're doing is you're avoiding one isser, which is not even the isser, because the isser of the dotted lines is very kavana based. You have to dafka want that size. You don't want dafka a square. You want a certain, you want it to be able to rip. You don't dafka one. So you don't even have a problem with mechatek. Your real problem is the kareya problem. So everyone who's just avoiding the dotted lines is vital to get himself in a worse problem with the arise of kareya. The only way to do this is to turn it into a derabanan. The way you turn it into a derabanan is you do it b'shinai. If I do it with my elbow, or if you pull it down and then maybe, you know, rip it, hold it by your foot and then rip it off like that, get one piece, I guess, make sure it's enough. Or maybe with your teeth, or however you go about doing it, do it b'shinoi. And then if it ends up doing on the dotted lines, that's okay. Again, mechatek is very kavana based. It's not really mechatek if you didn't have kavana to do. So if it happens like that, that wouldn't be a problem. But you must turn it into a durabanan. Once I turn it into a durabanan, then there's a heter you see in the Gemara and Erevin that b'makom kavod abrius, and this is kavod abrius, you could be daikon as a durabanan. So that's the way to go about doing it.
How high is the
temperature? Right, it's best to avoid the. If you if you can do one long thing, that's best. But, you know, if you need more, you need more. The same answer would apply. All right, the Shaila is, again, hanging up your coat after you come back in. We said this numerous times with Mar Zion. The way to do this is to hang it up in the closet. It's totally mutter. The question is hanging it up to dry. So if it's dry, clean clothing, one should not hang it up to dry. One should rather hang it up in the closet or throw it over a chair. One should not, because it looks like you did laundry on Shabbos. That's only with non-dry cleaned clothing. With dry cleaned clothing, no one's going to have a shash that you did laundry on Shabbos because you dry clean. So coats and suits can be hung up. Shirts and undergarments should not be hung up to dry, but should rather be thrown over a tub, should be thrown over a chair, or, you know, put back in a closet, etc. Can I put it near a steam? The question is it going to get at the yatzah lettuce? If it gets at the yatzah lettuce, then it's a problem. You have a problem of cooking. The Magen Avraham says you have a problem of malabing also. Suits and coats, that would be fine to hang up regularly because no one has akshat. Hooks are also is not considered hang up to dry. This is like really like hanging up to dry, like you hang it up on a hanger, like in the bathroom or something, on a stomach, on a regular hook or something. That's the usual place of hanging up. Right, a clothesline or something like that. The toothbrush shiloh here. All right, I'm not going to get into that because I'm not clear. Flossing is totally mutter. Cutting it, however, is a problem. I think it's not, but it is. All right, yeah, enough rabbis have said don't do it. Although, come to me after. I'll tell you why I don't think it's necessary. All right, but it is. All right.
Awesome.
All right. Next shayla. Forget about bleeding. If it causes bleeding, there's no shayla. You say good. If it causes bleeding, but if it's not segregation, it's going to cause bleeding. You don't have a limb of crop. It's davar shani miskav. Sid Foskin said, you know, if it's not going to, that's a different thing. Yeah, all right. Next shayla, if it's really hot and you have a fan, you're one of those guys that always need, I'm sorry? You cannot rip the floss. It is also to rip the floss, says Rav Neuert, says Rabbi Cohn, says Rabbi Forrest, and says everyone. It's good, because Harold Kahn thinks not. Yeah, show me this one, because, yeah, right, if you're conservative. If you're one of those guys that really like it to be cold in the winter and you have your fan on, the question always pops up, in the summer, can you oscillate the fan? Can you punch that thing in? The answer to that is yes. There's no electronic going-ons with that. You could push it back up. You could stop it and oscillate it, Scooby-Doo.
I didn't know that. Perfectly mutter?
Perfectly mutter, yes.
You can
pick it up and move it if it's too cold. You can pick it up and put it near you if you want it cold. Yada, yada, yada. As long as you don't push the buttons in, that's the best thing. Belsky gives an answer to cover the buttons. The next shiloh that popped up is not a winter-related shiloh. Is if you have a cockroach, right? There's a cockroach in your bathroom, right? Obviously not in the gate. Our dormitories, but Lou Yitzhak, if you happen to see one. Whatever you have, mice, Scooby-Doo, right? So you're washing your hands in the morning and Jiminy Cricket is staring right at you, right? So what do? You do nothing. There's no hand to do anything because there's an Isser of Shalkate. You don't want to kill it because you want to what? You can tell him good Shabbos and move on, exactly. Can you, if it's in the toilet, so there's a heter, if you have to flush, and it needs to be flushed again, you're killing it, it's missing their abundant, because you don't want the cockroach, unless you're farting, yeah. You don't want the grasshopper, right? So if you're not going to eat the grasshopper, so it's a abundant, I'm sure. It's a their abundant, the muck can cover the breeze, so you could flush the toilet. But other than that, it's time to drown it.
You like what?
Alright. Gerald is gonna put out his unsafe. 2,000 things you do not need to know. Alright. What? During the week to kill an animal? Oh, well, here's the deal. Okay, well, another shayla came up. Hey, this is a daddy long leg shayla. Can one pull the legs of a daddy long leg out? I don't know if a daddy long leg has nerves or not. I gotta tell you. I would suggest therapy for that one. It's because it sounds like a traumatized childhood. I gotta be honest with you. And whatever. All right, listen, that's just the deal. It's probably me this luxurious summer along the line. I mean, don't pull the legs out. Leave it alone. Whether it feels it or not, I don't know. Just get over it. It gets me nervous when I see. What do you want me to tell you? Oh, it's time to kill an animal. Sorry about the time or something. I don't know. What's the gemara? There's a five of errors, one mitzvah, 5 mitzvah. Oh, if you flush it, you're allowed to, yes. But Malcolm covered a priest on Shabbos, kol shekein, you're able to do it during the week. But Malcolm, I'm saying even on Shabbos, when it's an issur of killing it, when there's a Shabbos to get issur of killing it, you could flush the toilet surely during the week as well, I would say. Yeah, but, I don't know if there's an issur of killing a cockroach. We're not getting into capturing it all. If things are dangerous, then there's other attack of killing it.
No.
Then it's clearly mutter, one should kill it. If there's something that is deadly, if there's a venomous snake, definitely one, or even if it's not attacking you, one should kill the snake, even on Shabbos. The question is with chopstick. The problem is with chopstick is smearing, and the problem is refuah. Now, The only way you could avoid this is if you don't smear it.
Chapstick.
No, that's a chapstick. Chapstick. Chapstick is, again, if it's not smearing, it's not for a fool, you're putting it on before it's chapped, then that may not be a problem. Obviously, you can't smear it. Dabbing it, that may, I mean, maybe one could say, but then again, why are you putting it on if your lips aren't chapped? And it gets me nervous also. All right. I wouldn't, put on glossy, whatever. All right. Next. Here's the beef. Here is the beef, which has come up, unfortunately, with the big snow shadows. You're stuck in a car, and it is Erev Shabbos. I actually was in Lakewood the week after this whole episode happened. I remember I asked of Simcha Bunim Cohen, I asked him about this whole thing. So he came up with an idea. There's a Shabbos kitchen. He has a book, The Shabbos Home. So we're going to come out with the Shabbos bus. That's going to be the next book.
It's going to be a good idea.
Huh? Yeah. Well, all right. So here is the deal. The Shabbos, yeah. There's a say. All right. Yeah. Okay. Let's get to this. All right. What is the issur? If let's say, what's the issur? What is the issur with driving a car on Shabbos? You're stuck and you continue driving. Okay. All right. So let's hold back here. This has been brought to you in part by Firestone. Here we go. The malacha is the malacha of mavir. How are you starting? What's the fire? How are you starting? The starter. All right. I'm gonna do this. I promise I can do this. The starter goes to the crankshaft. The crankshaft moves the pistons and rods, which moves the engine. Rack and pinion is not involved. As long as the cylinder has gas, it gives it blows out the sparks, it gives the cylinders power to... Okay, over next, get over yourself. It gives everyone gets excited by these things. It gives power to the rear wheel, to the rear wheels, or if you have no wheel drive like myself, it would be... either way, that's how you get the... It's 1,000 RPMs per minute. That's what it is. 1,000 revolutions per minute. That's what's happening with the rods and the pistons and all that stuff going when it's idle, when the car is idle. Right? That's at the lowest. When the car is running, it's much faster. So if you have a 6-cylinder, right, or an 8-cylinder, if you have one of those big trucks, it's 8,000 revolutions per minute, right, while it's idle, while it's sitting still. So when you're driving, it's probably more. So you have an excess of 8,000 separate Malacha X per minute. Start your engines, people. All right? Lemaisa, if you're driving on Travis,
that's
kind of
right.
What? It's no, you don't have a hasra before each thing. I don't know if I'll throw you off a roof 5,000 times.
Grandma.
No, okay. I hear you. I'm just trying to bring the severity here. I don't know what the is. The kids are is. All right. The kids. But yeah, it's more than all right. We got the kitzer is it's an excess of 6,000 different isurim when you're driving each minute. You might as well drive off a bridge and feel how skila feels because that's where it's happening. Basically the way to work this is azay. Rule number one: you're driving, it's Erev Shabbos. Okay, this is what happens. You have a storm. So rule number one is you must give yourself ample time. It depends on the weather conditions. It depends how long it takes. I did not see this inside. I heard of Misha said you have to give double time. This is what I heard. I shouldn't even say this because I don't know the... Have you ever heard of Zarzach? Everyone says no one... Okay, it could be... But listen, this is what he says. He says give yourself double time when you drive. Hence, coming from Crooklyn, that would mean 4 hours coming from Brooklyn, which means if Shabbos is 4:30, you got to be out of there by 12:30. If not... says Eichet at the Pharisee. Why? If you have traffic. So you have to realize what times. If there's trafficular conditions, then one must be careful also to take that into account. The kids in the midst don't leave. Do not leave. This shaila has come up too many times and there's been too much unnecessary Shabbos desecration involved. Do not leave if you don't think you're going to make it. I don't care how cool your car is, okay, or where you leased it from, it doesn't matter, okay? If you're stuck on the 95, you're stuck. So the best answer would be, now what do you do? So you're stuck on the road. So option number one is, you sort of should be noticing these things. If you realize it 20 minutes before, you're sitting and not moving, is you get off the exit. You get off the exit and you go to a hotel and you buy gas station food and you spend your Shabbos eating Drake's, and if you hold you could eat powdered milk but if not then you just it's going to be Pringles and Coca-Cola the entire Shabbos. Knock yourself out. What to do with Rav Moshe says possible the kissing. If you're into the whole powdered milk chill, Rav Moshe says I guess you could make Kiddush I don't know if you could watch, but you could make Kiddush as far as I know on possible the kissing so you could make your ish on your donuts. I don't know. Can you... Oh, this you'll have to. If you're being kavei suda, you could wash in your front office, no? If you're being kavei suda. If you're being kavei suda. Not as early. No, but pasav b'kizmin. I'm saying on pasav b'kizmin. If you eat enough, it's not even pasav b'kizmin?
Some people would say that. It depends on who it is.
All right.
No, I don't know.
I don't know enough about these halakhas. I don't know. I'm not sure. But kids, either drive around with two loaves of challah. Just don't get stuck in parking. And you avoid these problems. Yeah. What you do here is you pull up from the hotel and you enjoy your Shabbos. Now the problem is, right? There's a mice with Rav Perin and Rav Akela. They were stuck in a hospital and that was their Shabbos. They didn't eat. They didn't. You know. They just hung out. The second eitz is when you're with your wife or with a kid or even if you're in Bumble Farf. So another eitzah is you can actually, you know, camp out in your car. You could use, if you turn the lights off, you could use your car. It's a klishim la'afel isser, which is mutter to use tzaras gufay. So you could, you know, if you're actually in Bumble Farf, you're probably near a whole bunch of trailer parks. So, you know, feel right at home. So you could just park and, you know, whatever, and hang out. But, and you could open the doors. You could, if you have manual windows, you could open and close the windows. That could be a place for Shabbos. And actually, the 93 Chrysler has quite comfortable seats, so you can use it. In fact, people have camped out of those before. Yeah, and one cannot use the phone in shop. Lemaisa, that's not a very probable case because it's usually it's dangerous to stay in a car, especially during the winter. It's dangerous. It's else the weather conditions. So the way you would stay in the lobby, obviously. Now, option number three, if that can't be done, and you're on the road, whatever it is, or you have a kid or you have a wife, which this has happened actually in this community already a few times, is what one should do is. You can get a guy. A guy you have, again, you have up to Shkia. Shkia, man, you gotta find out when Shkia is. Shkia is 18 minutes after Hadlaka. After Shkia, you drive, that's when you have your whole 6,000 thingajing, right? In excess of that, right? One can in no circumstance, except for when it's a Hakanas Nefashos, drive on Shabbos. Absolutely not. There's no heter, if you're Orthodox at all, to drive on Shabbos. The only heter is 40-45 minutes during Bein HaShemashos. One can get a guy to drive him, and he can drive. It's not a problem of Shvus, not a problem of Tzum, it's not such a problem of Mir La'akim, because it's Bein HaShemashos. What? If you're a passenger on a taxi, you're a passenger on a bus, we should get off at the first stop. If you can do that. No, it doesn't have to be. Again, you can have, again. The heter, that's something else. And the heter is, 40, in the case of the bus, is again, option number three is if you can't get off, whatever it is, and it's not going to be safe, if you're not going to be in a safe, a Malcolm or Schumer, and you don't know where you are, and the bus is going to a certain area, it just happened that same Shabbos, there was a bus that came to New Jersey for Bar Mitzvah that had 40 kids on it. It was a Goyish driver. So the problem, I think, with the Lakewood bus was that it was a Jewish driver. If you have a Goyish driver, so during Bein HaShemashos, Amir La'akam is clearly there's definitely makom to be makel, and it's not necessarily even apply Amir La'akam, and the tchum problem is not an issue either. However, once again, I cannot say this enough. One cannot. There is absolutely no heter. It doesn't matter for Einik Shabbos. I'm not going to have my challenge. It doesn't matter. There's no heter to drive on Shabbos. I know this sounds quite simplistic, but it's very hard. You get caught in the moment. You just want just another 3 minutes. There's no heter after Shkia to drive L'Kol HaDeis, L'Kol HaOrthodox. The last shaila is, what if you're stuck on an airplane, if that pulls in during Bein HaShemashos? So, it depends on your airplane. If it's a airplane that has the long thing connecting to it, that you walk outside the airplane into the airport, so then it's all considered Rosh HaYakid. It's mutter to carry. You're allowed to get all that. You're allowed to take your luggage, even with muksa, because it's total minatzad. You're taking it for the other things inside, which is mutter. The main thing that would be muksa here would be your wallet and your passport. They're both muksa. Again, it depends on the airplane. If, like, when we went to Savannah, it was like a school bus with wings, for all those that recall, and they didn't have that connector thing. So if you land in Savannah over there, Bein HaShemashos, you have a problem. You got to leave it there and just get off the plane. And
Atlanta,
exactly, and cha-cha-cha. But whatever you do, just make sure you don't take your stuff. So you cannot go out of the airport if it's already Shabbos. You cannot carry. What you do is, the problem is, you know, you're coming through the thing and there's a customs agent there. Now you have a muksa passport and they won't let you through without a passport. So you got to tell them to take it off. You cannot handle the muksa, really. If they have a problem with it, tell them to get over it. And make sure so you didn't overdose on duty free, because they're going to get you for that. So if you open up your suitcase and they take it from you, and they, you know, that would be the heter for that, for using muksa. Again, obviously, one should make sure to schedule all flights accordingly, that this does not happen. This is in a case which has a pkak and a delay. Again, just to go over the three steps, is that if you know you're going to be late, pull over. If you're with kids or you're with a family or you're with someone that's ill, chasujama sakana, even you could drive at sakana. But if it's not sakana and it's you just have to get somewhere safe, so get somewhere get somewhere safe. If that could not be done, you have 40, 45 minutes after Shkia to have a guy, and eight to a day, maybe pay, try to get a guy, and say, I'll pay you, and you know, just take you to wherever you got to go. Even a tchum wouldn't be such a problem here during Bein HaShemashes. That's 45 minutes. After 45 minutes, there's really no heter to do anything except you start dealing with sakana issues. So that would be the general.
The best thing is to get the exit and just find.
Mahalakha going. Yeah, for a single guy, that would be the best etzah to find the place to go. We're starting a new program, Bezer Hashem, next week on Sunday. We're going to be starting. We encourage everybody. It's Chavrusa Shafin. We're going to be learning a new sefer on Hilchos Shabbos. I just think that it's important because after 120 years, we're going to get up there and we're going to feel like big fat morons that we've been doing the same skita, same bayer, same muksa problems over and over and over again, especially since we have the afsharis after Marv Mit Hashem to learn this and to know these halachos. It's spoon fed to us. We're going to have kavrusa shops, whatever. We're going to work it out. So we encourage everybody to come. And again, in regards towards getting stuck on the road, everyone has many a terem in their brain and they rationalize that it's not going to have any, how can I stop in a lobby? I'm not going to have any food. It's not going to be any Anik Shabbos. It's not Kovet Shabbos. I'm not going to have candles. I'm not going to have Kiddush. Remember that the greatest Kavod Shabbos and the greatest Oinik Shabbos is Shmiras Shabbos. Yes, thank you for coming and thank you for listening.